Sie hören SBS German.
Es ist Reconciliation Week, eine Zeit für Nicht-Indigene, um zuzuhören und etwas über die Völker, Gemeinschaften und Kulturen der Aboriginal und Torres Strait Islander zu erfahren. In dieser Folge von SBS Examines werfen wir einen Blick darauf, warum es für multikulturelle Gemeinschaften wichtig ist, sich mit der Versöhnung Australiens auseinanderzusetzen.
I came to Australia and I quickly learned about the plights of the indigenous people.
Alfred Peck wanderte als Teenager von Indonesien nach Australien aus.
In 2017, I was a 23-year-old. I was a freelance journalist. I was looking to expand sort of my horizons, especially deepening the knowledge of the indigenous plights and sort of stories in the country.
In Perth kam es zu dieser Zeit zu Protesten auf Harrison Island. Die Insel ist unter dem Noongar-Namen Metagarup bekannt. In früheren Protesten auf der Insel ging es um das 1,3 Milliarden Dollar schwere Native Title-Angebot der Regierung von Western Australia an das Noongar-Volk, um die Schließung abgelegener indigener Gemeinden und um traditionelle Landrechte. Doch dieses Mal richteten sich die Demonstrationen gegen den Vorwurf, die Regierung von Western Australia würde erst internationale Geflüchtete unterstützen, bevor sie den Obdachlosen in dem Bundesstaat helfe.
I didn't know that as an immigrant you are also a benefactor of the dispossession of Australia's land. When I became Australian, that was not taught in the context of what it means to be Australian. I didn't truly understand the extent of what the challenges were until I started working with Clinton Pryor. And that was a watershed moment for me.
Einer der Metagarup-Demonstranten, Clinton Pryor, war zu diesem Zeitpunkt 27 Jahre alt.
Oh yeah, West Australian Police, they wanted us to move on and to stop the protest and just didn't want to give up the fight. And that's when I said to myself, you know what, I'm going to walk from Perth to Canberra. And I'm going to continue fighting and protesting.
Alfred wollte dazu beitragen, Clintons Geschichte zu erzählen und wandte sich an ihn.
He wanted to share it more into the migrant community by documenting it, but he also wanted to learn himself. It's that way as human beings, as like you notice something or someone doing something, but you don't know how to approach them yet and to actually take that first step. And that's what he did. He took that first step to message me and I said, let's meet up.
Eine Freundschaft begann sich zu entwickeln, während Alfred Clintons Reise dokumentierte. 6000 Kilometer und ein Jahr später kam Clinton mit Alfred an der Seite in Canberra an.
I was helping the documentation side of it and to witness that, to be part of that, that was beautiful.
In den folgenden Tagen hatte Clinton Treffen mit Politikern und anderen Aktivisten organisiert. Er verließ Canberra jedoch entmutigt.
But truthfully, the walk inspired millions and millions of people around the country and around the world. It takes someone just to stand up for what they believe in and follow their heart, and people can see that.
Clinton glaubt, es sei wichtig, Reconciliation in Australien zu unterstützen.
It's about bringing Indigenous and Torres Strait Islanders and Australian people together and to build a bridge where it's a way for all of us to move forward as a multicultural country.
Reconciliation in Australien lässt sich bis ins Jahr 1938 zurückverfolgen, als am 26. Januar der erste Day of Mourning stattfand. 1996 startete der Council for Aboriginal Reconciliation die erste australische National Reconciliation Week. Laut JJ-Mann Ian Hamm sehe der Prozess der Versöhnung durch Australien hinweg sehr verschieden aus.
Reconciliation has moved from being, if you like, an issue just kind of sat by itself to now having to juggle with and being seen in the context of a whole bunch of other things going on.
Nachdem er nach dem australischen Voice to Parliament Referendum mit multikulturellen Gemeinschaften zu tun hatte, stellte Ian fest, dass es zwei Perspektiven gab.
Some migrant communities who are very much supportive of the propositions of the referendum because they come from places where they had been a minority that had been oppressed. And while they weren't completely au fait with the detail of the Australian story, as it relates to Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal Australians, they fundamentally understood what this was about and saw how can these people as a minority, particularly those who'd been here for so long prior to colonisation, how can they be treated this way. Equally, though, there were migrant communities who'd come from different backgrounds, perhaps where they weren't subject to oppression, weren't minorities, but had come to Australia seeking an uplift in their economic and social positioning, which is a fair enough thing, who perhaps didn't appreciate it. And I recall there were times when people said, I came here with nothing, which really wasn't nothing, and I've got to where I am, why can't Aboriginal people do it?
Um bei der Reconciliation voranzukommen, müsse man die Komplexität von Einwanderergemeinschaften in Australien verstehen. Das sagt Ian.
You really have to contextualise and understand who you're talking to if you want them to hear, and you've got to understand where they're from as much as you want them to understand where you're from.
The heart of reconciliation is actually allyship. We become a part of this Australian story, which brings with responsibility for how we build relationships going forward.
Shankar Casey Nathan ist außerordentlicher Forschungsbeauftragter am National Center for Reconciliation, Truth and Justice. Als Tamilin floh vor dem Bürgerkrieg in Sri Lanka nach Australien. Wie Alfred glaubt auch Shankar, dass es für multikulturelle Gemeinschaften wichtig sei, sich für die Reconciliation in Australien einzusetzen.
Many migrant and refugee communities understand dispossession. We understand forced displacement. We understand cultural erasure. But we don't always make that link between our stories and our histories of our diaspora and the stories of now, our First Nations people. So I think once that connection is made, it becomes a powerful foundation for ongoing mutual support and allyship that I think is at the core of genuine friendships.
Diese Geschichte wurde von Rachel Knowles, Nicola McCaskill und Olivia Diorio für SBS Examens produziert. Weitere Informationen finden Sie unter sbs.com.au/sbsexamens.
Liken, teilen und kommentieren Sie unsere Inhalte bei facebook.com/sbsgerman.